Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Gar, and my guest is medical medium Kimberly Meredith. And we're talking about the fifth dimensional healing that Kimberly does. And she's one of the most tested psychic, not psychic mediums, but medical mediums. And she's been tested by Norm Shealy, neurosurgeon, through his wonderful university and his founder of the National Institute of Holistic Medicine. And the Ions Institute, and all sorts of amazing places that have really looked at her abilities. And also, many, many people who have been to her events. I heard that you have an event coming up in, it's called
Yeah.
at Rama. Is that it?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, if you're near California or
Southern
if you're near
California, yeah.
California, yeah.
Venice.
It's at Rama. It's Rama Institute. It's on August 24th in LA, and it's called All You Need Is Love.
Oh, I love
And
it.
it's for cancer benefit, and it's about boosting your immune system, and it's really great. And it's mediumship. I go in the audience, I find people that are, needing help, and I do scanning and healing, and we're doing a tribute to the Beatles music, and it's
Oh,
quite
fun.
lovely, the events. It is also, if you're near New York, I'm going to be in New York City October 21st all the way to the 26th. I'm doing an event at the Open Center in New York City and New Life Expo, and you can go onto my website and look at that at thehealingtrilogy.com. So I'm going to
Great.
be in August 24th in Venice and then New York City, and
Okay.
yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, we are taking calls here today. Are you
Yeah,
good with starting that?
absolutely, I'd love to.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to David in Tennessee. David, do you have a question for Kimberly Meredith?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. What
You
is
hear
your
me
question?
okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. What is your
Okay,
question?
good. I had an accident back in, I don't know, it's probably been about 15 years ago now. I'm 40. It was probably when I'm in my 22 years or whatever years old, and I was crazy and I was wild and I was doing a lot of crazy stuff, but I fell out of the back of the truck
Okay.
and I fell on my head and it killed me. And I
Wow.
had a buddy that put his
I can't really hear you that well, David.
he was
Said
talking
you
about he
15 years ago you fell.
fell out of a truck. Yeah, and he said that he did you fell on your
I
head
died.
and you
Yes,
died.
I died, and my flight come back in a field where I was close to, and they brought me back to life. And I stayed in Erlanger for 7 days, not knowing nothing. But on what you was talking about on life and death and all that, I never seen.
David,
But I
you
was curious on how all that come to play for you and why I never seen anything. Was I not ready for that? Because the only thing that stayed on my body when I fell out of the back of a truck doing 65 was my golden cross. I had a
Oh.
cross around my neck. And
Sometimes we don't remember the near-death experience. Sometimes you because the memory lost is retroactive. I went through that as well. Sometimes you don't remember it. Do you remember seeing any type of light or experience any type of floating, David?
no, ma'am. I don't even remember
Any
being in the back of the truck.
right.
I was in a bad time, and I just,
So if you want me to answer the question, I can through my guides. but if you have to let me answer the question.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure if you want me to answer.
I was just, why did I not see a lot? Why, you know, I died and they brought me back to life in the helicopter. But
okay, so you have to ask me the question, and then I can answer the question for you, but I have to blink and answer the question.
He wants to know why he didn't see the light.
Okay, so you're asking me why you didn't see the light?
In the NDE, or go through a near-death experience, Kimberly, like you talked about.
Okay, but let him ask me the question.
Okay.
Okay, so it's better that he just asks me the question so then I can answer it and we can move on to the next question.
Okay.
Thank you.
David?
No, he already asked it.
Oh,
I'm
he
getting
did.
The answer.
Okay. Yes, he did. He asked it several times.
So they've kept blinking the number 8 the whole time since the minute you've come on and I'm reading you. Over and over again, the number 8. You know, over and over again, the number 8 for you, for me. And, you know, that's the infinity sign too, the number 8. So I don't know everything about your journey that's going on, but they're telling me that God did save you and that you've had, you know, you know, you've been saved. So you know, not everybody has the same kind of near-death experience than the other person. Some people don't even know, you know, when I go into an audience of 500 or 800 people, I walk up to people and I'll say, you know, you've had an NDE. And they'll go, I didn't even know I had an NDE. And I'll say, yeah. And they'll go, oh, yeah, you're right. I fell off a cliff. I fell off a building. I had, you know, this and this happened to me. And you're right. I did have a near-death experience. But I didn't even know I had it. So just because, you know, I had my experience, Lisa had her experience, doesn't mean you're going to have the same experience. But they are blinking, God, God, God. I have different blinks for different people. And they are saying that you were saved. So this is amazing that you're here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
So thanks for calling in. And I'm getting that this is a really great thing that you're here.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is. No. I had a son.
So, yeah. Go ahead and tell us. Go ahead.
So, yeah.
Aw.
You had what? Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
I had a son after that fact. And I feel like that was the reason I was brought back, you know, was because I had a son to bring into the world, you know?
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's
okay.
Beautiful.
So you had a son after that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're confirming that 3 blinks confirm. So yeah, so you were saved and an infinity sign and the God is blinking and then, but not. So there are so many people that have near-death experiences. It's unbelievable. And they don't have the same experience. Like for me, mine is so apparent because I still deal with different issues because of my NDE. Sometimes people come back and they still aren't fully recovered. They still are crippled. They still have different things going on. I don't know if you're 100% healthy, but it's just amazing that you're here, and I'm glad you called in.
Thank you for your phone call, Dave.
You're setting an example for other people that may have them out there.
Yes.
Don't even know they've had them.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Marilyn in Palm Desert, California. Hi, Marilyn. Do you have a question for Kimberly Meredith?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Great.
Hi, nice to meet you. Good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. It's a great program.
Great.
I had a near-death experience, but that was many, many, many years ago. And I just feel as though I've gotten sort of into an area where I feel like I can connect with the fifth dimension, but I feel like I'm blocked.
Okay. Okay. So the minute you just came on,
Kimberly.
Yeah, just I need a couple of seconds. Sorry.
Oh, sure,
it's like,
sure.
You know, I'm kind of like Tyler Henry a little bit that goes and starts scribbling a little bit. So I have to just take a second. I'm sorry, Lisa.
No worries. No worries. No, it's fine because there's a lot of communication, a lot of intensity on the lines, but everybody's calling in and the lines are full. And so I'm looking forward to this whenever you're ready.
So when you first started talking, I got a hit from my guides and they were blinking and communicating to me for a second that they're going back almost like 19 years ago. You know, something in your life, when you say about the fifth dimension. So I know that's a way, way, way back time for you.
Yes.
And you may be like, I don't really know what that means. It's either, you know, you were 19 years old or 19 years ago.
Yes, actually, I was 19 and I was in a very, very bad car accident. And
yeah, they're giving me chills and it went right to that. And in that, it was really hard for you, and it stops you now from making that release.
So you're telling me that I need to do a release?
Yeah. You just, it's sort of like a block that needs to be let go, like the fear of that. So why don't you tell us about that for a minute, that accident?
At the time, I had a car hit me and I went down, I was in a car by myself, a little car.
Yeah.
And I was later, when I was recuperating, a gentleman came and asked if he could come see me because he had been there at the time of the accident. And I said, yes, because I wanted to know more about it. Because I recalled a near-death experience quite vividly, and I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yes.
And he said, well, he said he used to be an ambulance driver, and when he heard it, he lived nearby, when he heard it, he knew what it was, and he ran out, and he said that the car was just absolutely crumbled up. And he couldn't believe there was anyone alive, but he said he came down and he saw me, and he said that that I was singing in a foreign language. And what language was that? And I just said, I don't know any other language other than English, so I'm not really sure what, but I think I know what it is. And I had been involved in a group that was a spiritual group that allowed people from many different religions to partake. And I thought maybe it was from that spiritual connection I had.
Kimberly?
All these years later.
You didn't know the man, though.
I didn't know him, but he came. I was recuperating in bed, and I was still living at home, and my mother came up and said, do you want to see this person? I said, yes, actually, I do. And I wanted the confirmation on my near-death experience because way back then, nobody was talking about near-death experiences.
Right.
And I had never heard of one.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I
wanted the confirmation.
Well, they're giving me three blinks confirm, yes. And they went right to that year. And they're saying that that is still sort of in your body energy,
mm-hmm.
and when you moving out of that energetic field can help you move into, I don't know what kind of service you do right now with your life, but are you working in a third dimensional sort of energy?
You know, right now I'm retired, and I feel like I want to move forward with my spiritual life, but I feel like for some reason, I've forgotten how to connect with that fifth dimension.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in right now. And I know that we could help you move into that fifth dimensional energy. Because everyone right now that's listening, everyone, is here for a reason right now. We're all gathered together. We're all one helping each other. And so it's moving us together to move forward. This is really true. And so you'll forgive what happened. You can let that go Because moving out of that, even though you could say, well, that happened a long time ago and you forgot about it, but you didn't forget about it. That was an experience that happened, and you can step into a higher frequency now.
That's so amazing that you called too at this time when we're
it's
talking
great.
about this. All right, thank you so much for your call, Marilyn. We
Thank
have
you.
to keep moving here because
I
people
can
have
talk to you again later sometime. Yes, thank you.
lots of questions. If we could go to Katie real quick, and Katie has a question for you from Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach Garden. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. What is your question?
Well, it's a personal one. I have been suffering from extreme insomnia for 45 years, and I'm just wondering what is causing this and what I can do. And
That's funny when you said you were suffering from insomnia, because they said, no, you're not suffering from insomnia. They blinked, no, it wasn't insomnia.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. They were saying no.
Huh.
What is it?
And you're saying, it's cute, Lisa. You're like, what is it? So you're saying insomnia, and they're going, no, no, no. So where do you live, Katie?
I live in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Okay. So, and you said you've had it for 45 years, not having a good night's sleep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Yeah, quite debilitating, actually.
Yeah. And do you have sleep apnea, too?
No, I don't. I weigh under 100 pounds, so no. No problem there.
Okay. We do have.
I'm actually, well, just to, you know, give you the information that you need on this call, which is important, I'm getting some information from my guides. And my guides are saying, if you'd like to know, if you want to get some information from my peeps, they're not saying 45 years. They're saying me.
They're saying what? I didn't hear that.
I'm getting the information.
And we have to go on a break. That's why I was trying to move it along a little bit. Okay, we're going to have to come back for this answer. Katie, hold on for us if you can. And Kimberly, we will be right back. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Garr, and my guest is Kimberly Meredith. And if you were before the break, we were speaking with Katie about extreme insomnia in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And we were going to continue that conversation. Are you good with that, Kimberly?
Yeah, I'm back. Katie, are you there?
I am, Kimberly. Thank you.
Great. Hi. So I was getting a little bit of a hit on that. And I don't know if this is completely out of left field, but when you said insomnia, my left eye says, yes, correct. My right eye says, no. For some reason, it went, no, for some reason like that. Meaning you do have insomnia. I'm not saying you don't have it, but maybe an underlying cause might be maybe you're having some kind of hormonal imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're also dealing with, or adrenal fatigue?
Yes, I've addressed adrenal. I've addressed hormones.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting when I did some asking of the guides. Hormonal, adrenal fatigue. They're blinking. Yes, 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 yes. And then I go to the next step. Is that, do you eat fish? Do you have a good vitamin D? Is your vitamin D good right now? How is that going?
I'm sorry, what was the last?
What is your vitamin D level?
60 to 70.
And what about your fish intake?
1,000 milligrams a day.
Do you eat fish?
I've stopped eating fish just because it's so hard to find clean fish, but I do I do eat sardines.
So fish is the number one, you know, thing that I really take off the list for my clients personally, because the fish is pretty much toxic in our ocean.
Yes,
so when I have clients
pretty much
going,
stopped.
You know, when I have clients coming in my office that are having issues with hormones and fatigue and this type of stuff, you know, I'm a pretty aggressive medical medium. I have a great smoothie, you know, that I give my clients. I also am not into plastic bottled water. I don't know if you've read about the stuff that I like, but I do like real pure water. No, any kind of BPA free is not BPA free. So I don't know what kind of water you drink, but
reverse osmosis with added minerals. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
If you were to do a Skype session with me, you know, because right now we're on the line, I would go through every single thing that you're eating and drinking, and also showering, everything coming from, you know, your water, if you're plant-based, fruit, what kind of fruit you're eating, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Great.
Okay.
I really feel it's coming more from adrenal fatigue and maybe the dietary habits.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm
happy
forward
you called
to
in.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Are you okay, Kimberly, with going to another call right away?
I would love to. I'm really happy to be here tonight, and thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for helping everybody. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's go to West of the Rockies, Jennifer in San Francisco. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. I'm just outside of San Francisco.
Okay.
And hello, Lisa and Kimberly, and lots of love to you both.
Aw, thank you. What's your question for Kimberly?
Well, I have some medical concerns, which I won't mention what they are, but I just wanted to know if you could ask your guides or ask my guides to ask your guides, should I go along with what my doctor wants to do, which I'm scared to do because I could get 17 disorders from the consequences of that. And I've asked two doctors already, and they seem to be in cahoots, you know, or find another doctor if I could find another one that's in that specialty that my insurance or the network is on the same network. Or third thing is another doctor friend I have, he's retired. He tells me I could use home remedies and cure myself. So I don't know if I could find a better doctor, or I don't know, I've got something coming up and I should cancel it. I'm in a bit of a worry.
So can you ask one question, you know, one question at a time?
Okay.
Really specific to the guides.
Your main question.
Very, very strong question. One question, very specific to my spirit. The guides that I work with are surgeons and scientists. Yes. It's God, and science together. So we're very, very, very strong and educated over here. So you can just ask us a point blank question, and we'll answer. Because when you came on and started talking right away, they already came in and were saying no, 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 no. So
that's what I feel in my heart.
Give us another good shot and ask us one more question.
Well, should I go along with what the surgeon wants to do, even though it scares a bit, you know, out of me, it scares everything, because I believe I was reading on a website that there's 17 disorders, that if I do that, I could get 17 disorders that might.
So the question, the direct question is, should you go along with what the surgeons are telling you?
Yes, otherwise, well,
they're already saying no on that one, but you can ask one more question.
So I also have a little question on the end, because I had a very strange spiritual experience, and I thought maybe you could tell me what that was, but that's just a side. If you don't have time, that's okay. So the other question is, will I be able to find another surgeon that will go do what I want to do, or should I follow the home remedies?
Well, I keep hearing alternative methods.
Yes.
That's what I keep hearing.
Most surgeons don't do alternative methods. I don't think they even
right.
test them, you know.
I keep hearing alternative method, and then I keep hearing that, how long ago were you diagnosed with this situation? Because I wrote a number down.
It was, I would say I had a biopsy on the 4th of December.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, and then, all right.
Jennifer,
all right.
Oh, go ahead, Kimberly.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Jennifer, you feel like you have your answer inside of you. It sounds like your intuition is screaming it. You just needed somebody else to validate it.
Well, the thing is, I would have to cancel this whole thing that's set up for next Thursday, and I don't know if I could find somebody else, and it's just a huge... tearing me apart, you know.
Right. But again, it sounds like your intuition is telling you what to do, and maybe that'll give you a little bit more time to make the decision and carry through with, you know, more research, more information on alternative therapies. Sometimes we just need to follow our gut too. It's
well, I mean, why don't you just say what's going on so we can answer your question better for you?
Well, they want to do a complete hysterectomy, and I want to keep my ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find a doctor that agrees with me.
Okay.
And I feel very strongly that I don't want to do that, you know. And then I'll have to cancel it, and I don't know if my insurance can find another doctor for me. It's just very scary. And yet I'm a very spiritual person. I've had lots of, I have dreams that come true, and but God hasn't seemed to answer me. And I say, please give me a dream of guidance. What should I do? And nothing happens, which is very unusual for me.
Right. So you want, they're telling you to do a complete hysterectomy?
Yes, but they want to take out everything. And I have to keep
I think there's more to the story than that, because I'm getting a negative point on that.
So what do you mean more to the story?
Well, they wouldn't tell you to give a complete hysterectomy unless you were diagnosed with a specific situation.
Oh, yes. Well, they did have a diagnosis that they said was stage one. And
that's correct.
But the other doctors, a friend of mine, said, well, you can cure this at home, but I'm scared to try and do that. And maybe I, you know, feel...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Alternative therapies mean like immunotherapies and things like that. You would have to take direction into doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. You can't take immunotherapy when you have had a death diagnosis, they tell me.
I can't hear you.
She said you can't take immunotherapy with that type of diagnosis, but I think we're getting a little bit granular here. There's a point where
there's a lot of different alternative therapies that you can do. Absolutely.
Okay. There's, you know, again, there's probably maybe you can ask for more time, but I'm not a doctor.
Well, they're writing the number down 8. So 8 months.
Okay.
So that's why I asked when you were diagnosed.
That's good to know. Write that down, Jennifer, and make sure and see if that makes any sense to you in the future.
Also, you can contact me at thehealingtrilogy.com. We can do a Skype session. And I can go, I have 85% clients that have cancer. We have a huge success rate. I put people on lots of diets. I work with oncologists. I work with lots of people. I'm in Encino, California. This is something that I do a lot, helping people with. And so,
and we have to, yes,
a lot to do.
And we also cannot diagnose over the air here. So
that
I appreciate, yeah, I appreciate your phone call, Jennifer. It's again, the website is thehealingtrilogy.com, and lots of information on there. All right, thank you so much for your phone call. When you said, Kimberly, that you have, when you feel these left and these right blinks, does it come up right when you hear the tone of the person's voice, or?
Well, the left eye, because we didn't start off the show just describing it. When I scan over a person's body, the left eye will say when things are absolutely fine in the body. The right eye will blink when there's something absolutely not okay in the body.
Okay.
Every time. When someone has cancer, I get hot flashes. So that's when I know. When you're calling in over the line, I'm not seeing you, so I'm getting different sort of blinks and numbers when things and people get things. When I do Skype, I can see you completely,
right.
So I do the same thing with Skype.
So it's a little bit more difficult on the lines, but you're doing a great job, and thank you for
Well,
spending time with
I
people.
still seeing and hearing you and feeling what's going on in you. Absolutely.
Right. All right, let's go to one more
Yeah, that's
caller.
why I knew she had something else besides what she was saying. I knew
Right.
that I was getting a download, and it was like she was, the thing that was going on with her was just was in her 8 months before she was diagnosed.
Oh, I see. I see. That's what you're trying to say. Okay. All right, let's go to another caller, Arlene in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Arlene.
Hi. Hey, Lisa. Hi, Kim. My
Hi.
Hi.
question is, how do I manage my throat chakra? Because I have a multinodular thyroid. And also, I think we crashed your website. I can't get through for an hour now.
It'll come back up.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll come back. It just came back up for me.
Oh, it did. My website's back up.
But yeah, I mean, just try back, anybody who was trying, and then you'll be able to get back through. So,
Okay, you better
Arlene,
alert my person.
no, it's
Okay,
okay.
so, okay. Okay, so you wanted to ask about your thyroid?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what is your question?
How do I manage it or sleep? Because I have a multinodular goiter.
Oh, I love working on thyroids. It's my favorite. So, well, when you come into my office, that is my specialty, dissolving them with my hands. I'm very good with tumors and nodes.
Why do you like specific thyroids? What is it about the thyroid that
I
interests you?
just know how to go at them, and I know how to dissolve them, and I know how to treat them. I help my clients,
What do you
you know.
see, or what do you feel specifically?
I just specifically know how to get them to go down, and they go to their doctors, and the results are terrific.
Do you
And I
think?
help people with their diets, and I help people manage them, and I know how to get people to go in the higher fifth dimensional frequency and rock them out.
Do you think that it has to do with our not using our voices for so many years as women, decades?
I do. I think it has to do with women and men. I think all of us. I think all of us balancing our whole body, our chakras, our body, and eating. And people want to hang on to believing that our refrigerator water is good, our ocean is great, our sun is amazing, and a lot of our bananas are great to eat. We don't want to understand that as the world is moving in a direction, we also need to move in another direction. Which we need to understand that certain things we can't eat, and certain things we can eat, and certain things we have to understand how we have to clear our throats, we have to love ourselves, and then we have to move into this honoring God dimension and field, and we can rub our hands together, put it on our throat or our breast where there's a lump, and say, I am love, I am light. I can heal myself and I can dismiss this off my body right now. And guess what? It can leave.
So it really, I completely understand what you're saying. It really goes to getting into the fifth dimension
Yes.
and working with that. The throat area is where a lot passes through our voice,
Absolutely.
our truth,
Absolutely.
our food, so many different things. So
Yeah.
that's
It's
a really
amazing.
great point. Well,
It's amazing.
so she can continue. And there's also on the website on your The
Yeah, and I
Healing
would find out
Trilogy.
really quick too. I would find out what she was taking and what you were, on and what you're eating. And, I would figure all that out, but also I would do the healing on you. I would put my hands on you, or we would do a Skype session, or, I would figure out that.
It's amazing
So
that
go ahead,
it's
Lisa. Sorry.
non-local like that, which is really cool. Well, if you go to Kimberly's website, you'll be able to see the events that she's going to be doing live. She's also got a radio show that she does where someone comes and participates live during the show. So people fly from all over to come to Los Angeles and they do a live video demonstration on the KCAA radio show. So that's really interesting as well. You can see all that on the events page of her website. And website again is thehealingtrilogy.com. Thank you so much, Kimberly. You have been a really, really just a beautiful example of what it means to be in the fifth dimension.
I didn't know if you wanted us to do a healing on her right now, or if we were almost finished. Or
we are finished.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can do it on yourself. Yourself when we get off the show, so that she can still have that opportunity.
Did you want to say a prayer before we leave?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, for everybody?
Yes.
Okay, would you have time?
We have 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'll say a prayer to everybody before we leave. This is just saying to everybody, I'm so happy I was able to be with everybody here today. I love you, Lisa. My heart is open and ready to receive the love and the intimacy of God consciousness. I am fully blessing everybody that has been here today. When we fully trust God is in the fifth dimension, we can hear and feel and have the shift in everything. Our lives are easy and abundant. Through the divine, our gifts are fully awakened. We are in the fifth dimension. We are healed in the fifth dimension. We feel amazing in the fifth dimension. We are loved in the fifth dimension.
Thank you.
We feel peace, love, and joy.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Such a beautiful prayer. And thank you so much for being a part of this show. Everyone listening, and thank you to George Norrie and Lisa Lyon and Gina Salvati and Michael Cosio here with me in the studio, and Tommy Danheiser and everyone else involved with Coast to Coast AM. I appreciate you all and love you so much. I'm Lisa Garr, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.